E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tho mila falcha rotan sha. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. In a vision of the day, at a bend in a river, saw a salmon leap right up out of it and pass on over a primary schoolhouse in class, before diving back down into it again on the far side of the school. And the scene brought to my mind with affection a book tale from my primary school days about finding a salmon of knowledge. Happened upon, when driving along, a some 300-year-old oak tree, and though some of its branches had been broken away by the winds of times long gone by, and even by those of yester morn, still dignifiedly it stood. How impressively resilient, I thought. And I wondered, are there ideas in my mind like that? Principles of sound integrity, that though battered fiercely by storms of one kind or another since my wombry days, still manage to awe-inspiringly stand their rightful ground. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading some more from Shakespeare, Lucretius, and Zhuangzi. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Pyramus draws near the wall. Silence. O grimed looked night, O night with hue so black, O night which ever art when there is not. O night, alack, 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 I fear my Thisbe's promise is forgot. O thou, O wall, O sweet, O lovely wall, that standest between her father's ground and mine. Thou wall, O sweet and lovely wall, show me thy chink to blink through with mine eye. Thanks, courteous wall, Jove shield thee well for this. But what see I? No Thisbe do I see. O wicked wall, through whom I see no bliss, curse be thy stones for thus deceiving me. The wall, methinks, being sensible, should curse again. No, in truth, sir, he should not. Deceiving me is Thisbe's cue. She is to enter now, and I am to spy her through the wall. You shall see it well, fall pat, as I told you. Yonder she comes. O wall, full often hast thou heard my moans for parting my fair Pyramus and me. My cherry lips have often kissed thy stones with lime and hair knit up in thee. I see a voice, now will I to the chink, to spy, and I can hear my Thisbe's face. Thisbe, my love thou art, my love I think. Think what thou wilt, I am thy lover's grace, and, like Lemander, am I trusty still. And I like Helen till the fates me kill. Not shafflest of Procris was so true, as shafflest of Procris I to you. O kiss me through the hole of this vile wall. I kiss the wall's hole, not your lips at all. Wilt thou at Ninny's tomb meet me straight away? Tide life, tide debt, I come without delay. Thus have I, wall, my part discharged so, and being done, thus wall away that go. Now is the Muriel down between the two neighbours. No remedy, my lord, when walls are so wilful to hear without warning. This is the silliest stuff that I ever heard. The best in this kind are but shadows, and the worst are no worse, if imagination amend them. It must be your imagination then, and not theirs. If we imagine no worse of them than they of themselves, they may pass for excellent men. Here come two noble beasts in, a man and a lion. A reading in continuity from the 1st century BC poem On the Nature of Things by the Roman poet and philosopher Titus Lucretius Carus. Then too we know the varied smells of things, yet never to our nostrils see them come. With eyes we view not burning heats, nor cold, nor are we wont men voices to behold. Yet these must be corporeal at the base, since thus they smite the senses, nor there is save body, having property of touch. And raiment hung by surf-beat shore grows moist, the same spread out before the sun will dry. Yet no one saw how sank the moisture in, nor how by heat oft-driven. Thus we know that moisture is dispersed about in bits too small for eyes to see. Another case. A ring upon the finger thins away along the underside, with years and suns. The driplings from the eaves will scoop the stone. The hooked ploughshare, though of iron, wastes amid the fields insidiously. We view the rock-paved highways worn by many feet, and at the gates the brazen statues show their right hands leaner from the frequent touch of wayfarers innumerable who greet. We see how wearing down had minished these, but just what most depart at any time, the envious nature of vision bars our sight. Lastly, whatever days and nature add, little by little, constraining things to grow in due proportion, no gaze, however keen, of these our eyes had watched and known. No more can we observe what's lost at any time, when things wax old with eld and foul decay, or when salt seas eat under beetling crags. Thus nature, ever by unseen bodies, works. An interpretation after my own fashioning of some lines from The True Classic of Southern Taoist Fragrance. North three-star visitor spoke to me, saying, Humaculate of Era, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn? Once a king of the Clare Landry bestowed a great gift on one of his ministers, a gift of land, a gift of rockland, of beautiful glaciated caste, situated in the northwestern region of his kingdom. At first the minister felt greatly honored and delighted to have received such a wondrous gift, though in truth he had never been to that part of the kingdom. Now, when he went and actually saw the gift, his heart sank, and he became very disappointed, for he had no idea what to do with it. He couldn't grow crops on it, or he couldn't rear livestock. And but for some small trees and little flowers, managing somehow to grow in fissures between the limestone rocks, it seemed to him to be a place all but hostile to life. So of a day he came and sat down next to a Neolithic tomb, which he came across there, and he lamented away to himself, for he felt he had received an absolutely useless gift. He even thought maybe the king had played some sort of a joke on him. Along came a hermit, who dwelt in a beautiful grove on the edge of that rockland, and who, with seeing him, sitting there by himself, bemoaning away to the sky, greeted him and asked him why he was lamenting so pitifully. And the hermit, having well listened to his story, said to him, You are really thick when it comes to appreciating blessings in disguise. Now you have received the gift of a most spectacular piece of land from your king, the likes of which is nowhere to be found elsewhere on the island. And it would be hard to find another place like it, even beyond the way we see. Leave from sitting by this ancient burial spot, and go instead and sit in the shade of that tree over there. Contemplate the beauty, feel the mystery, and touch the marvel of what you have been given here before you and about you. And within the sunset and sunrise, the minister knew himself to have received a most wondrous and precious gift. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, you will lift up the light of your countenance upon the world, and the voice of your breath to the worlds beyond will ever be reaching. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult, and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. A transcript of today's broadcast will be forthcoming. It is truly an honor to have your listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.